Proclamation number 7711 of 27th of September, 1960. Love for sick souls. I have given you one commandment, that you love one another. And this also means that one learns to bear the other's faults patiently, that he bears his weaknesses with full consideration, that he tries to reconcile in love when disputes arise. That everyone should be a true brother to the other with whom he is naturally united by love, because you are all children of one Father. You should not forget that you are all my creatures whom I want to educate into children and that I use all means of education on you. And this also includes that you have to learn patience towards those whom you are not always able to show the feeling of love. But you should learn not to condemn, not to get angry with those. You should learn to be considerate, for their souls are still ill, and you should have compassion for these souls, that they themselves are in spiritual hardship and are grateful for every little service of love you thus render to the souls. And love will always awaken love in return. But if you abandon those people whom you believe you cannot love because of their faults and weaknesses, then it is like denying help to a sick person, for this soul is sick as long as it is still held captive by the one who also influences the person in an unfavorable way. You humans, you all possess my love. Should you not also be able to love one another if you know that your father loves all his children and wants to win them over for himself? And should you not also be able to turn your love towards weak, imperfect and often sinful people if you know that they are still strongly bound? Try to free them from their shackles but don't withdraw your love from them. Exercise patience, as I myself must also use it again and again towards you, all of you who are still sinful and bound by faults and weaknesses. For you all do not live out love to the extent that you are perfect. And I also have to be patient with you and your weakness and will not let you fall. But you shall be my children who fulfill the Father's will. You should therefore first observe the commandment of love and be of one mind among yourselves. For discord has a bad effect by always giving birth to new discord and the enemy of your souls always successfully finds a target. And you should always bear in mind that I myself am love and that anyone who wants to belong to me must also remain in love. And if unpleasant thoughts fill you, if you take offense at your fellow human beings and get angry with them, your degree of love for me will also decrease, since I am also their father and therefore you should love them. And thus don't misjudge your earthly task, remain in love and only ever let the spirit of love recognize you, so that you yourselves bear witness that you are united with me. For you should sow love so that you will also reap love. Amen.